So from that point of view, do you think it makes much difference what kind of anti-VEGF effect you have? For example, TKI versus antibody, and then which antibody?
You're just asking the question that I'm asking myself every day. It is not known. I have an opinion about this, but we don't know. We don't know, is it the VEGF receptor, or is it actually the VEGF as a cytokine, or should you use a TKI? Now, sometimes we also have to keep in mind the clinical perspective. Patients with HCC are sick. They have a diseased liver. And although we've been using TKIs, and they have been effective, they've always been associated with a number of adverse events, and they have been toxic. They are way more toxic than bevacizumab or any other antibody.
Ramucirumab.
Or ramucirumab.
Aflibercept, right?
Absolutely.
Theoretically.
So you can use any of those, and there are more in development. So I would always favor an antibody. I can't give you a scientific rationale yet why one may be better than another one. From a scientific perspective, you probably want to be a little bit wider and target different receptors, etc. But my fear, and that also refers to a number of the ongoing combination studies, is that an antibody-based approach targeting VEGF is probably less toxic than a TKI.
Absolutely. And another related question, and actually now that I think about it, I asked Chuck this question a few weeks ago in a meeting. I was really surprised at his answer, which is, do you think it matters whether it's anti-PD-1 or anti-PD-L1 in general or in this combination? Up until I asked him a few weeks ago, every time I ask somebody that, they go, no, we can't tell the difference. But he didn't give me that answer. What answer would you give?
Well, this was, I guess, the answer until a couple of months ago. Now we believe that anti-PD-1 is probably more effective than anti-PD-L1.
That's exactly what he said. I never heard that before. What happened? We were like, what came out?
It's hard to say. And I don't think we have very good data yet. But, obviously the PD-L1, for instance, is actually also expressed on the myeloid-derived suppressor cells that we were talking about. And, it's expressed on many other cells. And if you really want to specifically target immune responses in T cells, I would definitely favor the anti-PD-1 at this point.
Interesting.
But, again, this is all very early and based mainly on animal data. So it remains to be seen if we see the same in patients.
The same thing happened recently with CAR T. For a while, we couldn't tell the difference, and now we start to hear people starting to say things. So it's really interesting as these things develop. So